We're here live in studio with the cast of 1776 The Musical. It's Alex LaRosa here bringing you a big cast of mostly men and one woman, but more on that later. Right now I want to start things off by talking briefly to Bobby Kerrigan, who is the director, producer, and John Adams in the show. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Alex. Thanks for having us all in here. We really appreciate being here.
Definitely looking forward to what you guys have got, because during soundcheck, things were a real good time. So if somebody enjoys what they're about to hear, how can they go see 1776?
Well, 1776 opens up at historic Abbott Hall in Marblehead on April 6th, 7th, and 8th at 7 o'clock. And on April 9th, we have a 2 o'clock matinee.
Okay, well, that sounds like a good time to me. Why don't we start the music? How about that? So the first song we've got today is called Sit Down, John, and it's performed live in the WERS Live Mix Studio by the cast of 1776, The Musical. Take it away.
I have come to the conclusion that one useless man is called a disgrace, that two are called a law firm, and that three or more become a Congress. And by God, I have had this Congress. For 10 years, King George and his Parliament have gulled, cullied, and diddled these colonies with their illegal taxes. Stamp Acts, Townsend Acts, Sugar Acts, Tea Acts. And when we dared stand up like men, they stopped our trade, seized our ships, blockaded our ports, burned our towns, and spilled our blood. And still this Congress won't grant any of my proposals on independence, even so much as the courtesy of open debate. Good God, what in the hell are they waiting for?
Sit down, John, sit down, John. For God's sake, John, sit down. Sit down, John, sit down, John. For God's sake, John, sit down.
Someone ought to open up a window.
It's 90 degrees, have mercy, John, please. It's hot as hell in Philadelphia.
I say vote yes, vote yes, vote for independence.
Someone ought to open up a window.
I say vote yes,
sit down, John,
vote for independence.
No, too many flies, but it's hot as hell in Philadelphia. Can't we compromise here?
Vote yes.
No, too many flies here.
Vote yes.
Oh, for God's sake, John, sit down.
Good God, consider yourselves fortunate that you have John Adams to abuse, for no sane man would tolerate it.
John, you're a bore. We've heard this before. Now, for God's sake, John, sit down.
I say vote yes.
No.
Vote yes.
No.
Vote for independence.
Someone ought to open up a window.
I say vote yes.
Sit down, John.
Vote for independence.
Will someone shut that man up?
Never. Never.
For God's sake, John, sit down.
Sit Down, John, as performed by 1776, The Musical. Great job, guys. And I'm in the understanding that we've got a little bit of a solo performance coming up next.
We do. By a good friend of mine, Tom Smoker.
Tom Smoker, who had much better pipes than I was expecting, given his name.
For a smoker.
Yes, indeed. For a smoker, not too bad at all. This one's called Mama Look Sharp by the cast of 1776, The Musical, live on WERS.
Mama, hey, Mama, come looking for me. I'm here in the meadow by the red maple tree. Mama, hey, Mama, look sharp, here I be. Hey, tired. Oh, Ma, did we run? But then they turned round and the battle begun. Then I went under. Oh, Ma, am I done? Hey, hey, Mama, look sharp. My eyes are wide open, my face to the sky. Is that you I'm hearing in the tall grass nearby? Mama, come find me before I done die. Hey, hey, Mama, look sharp. I'll close your eyes, my Billy. Them eyes that cannot see, and I'll bury you, my Billy, beneath the maple tree. And never again will you whisper to me, hey. Sharp.
88.9 WERS, standing room only, the best of Broadway and beyond. Definitely the best right there. Tom Smoker, great vocal chords in that performance of Mama Look Sharp from the cast of 1776, performing at Abbott Hall. So we're in a room that is just chock full of men, and good singers at that. And then one can't help but notice there's also one lone, singular woman in the room, and that is Janet Poley. And the question that comes to mind immediately, Janet, is, what's that like?
I have to say that being involved in this production for performing in Abbott Hall for 1776 that opens April 6th is really exciting.
Good job getting everything in there.
Thank you.
Good job.
Thank you. I'll do a few plugs if I can.
Sure thing.
Working with so many talented men has actually been really great. And there are a lot of behind-the-scenes aspects that have been just phenomenal. So although it's a very small part that I have in this production, I feel extremely blessed to be part of it. So.
That's awesome. And tell the listeners about your part, just so that they know where the one woman fits in all this big picture.
There are actually two. A really good friend of mine, Bethany Vaughn, is playing Abigail Adams,
right.
And I play Martha Jefferson. And it's quite fun to be involved in this historic production. 1776 clearly is based upon actual events and real characters. Mm-hmm. And it's fun to not only take the actual character and try to bring them to life, but also to see the artistic nuances that the director and the everybody has been putting on it, and just also the words that come with it. So the actual character in the musical is quite more lively than I think Martha Jefferson really was in person. And so it's just fun to have a new spin on it.
For sure. Well, thank you very much for that.
Thank you for your time.
Absolutely. I wanted to bring in a gentleman named Kevin Wilson, who is kind of our resident historian, so to speak, professor at Merrimack College and a singer as well. How are you, Kevin?
I'm doing well, and you?
I'm doing very well. So I presume I won't have to ask you when this piece is set.
It's set in the late 20th century, just before the fall of the Soviet Union.
And that would, of course, explain John Adams,
yes,
and Martha Jefferson. Right. I wanted to ask you about the historical accuracy of the performance, being a history buff. How do you feel, besides, of course, Congress people not breaking out into song in real life, how does everything else measure up?
It measures up quite well in broad strokes. They obviously compressed several things. Mm-hmm. Three different events get shoved into one in the play. The July 2nd passing of the resolution on independency, the adoption of the wording of the Declaration of Independence on July 4th, and then the signing on August 2nd. All those are kind of crammed into July 4th just for dramatic reasons. Most of the characters are portrayed fairly accurately as well. And it's the wonderful character aspects of the show is that even those men who historically opposed independence are still portrayed quite sympathetically and are fully developed and rich characters and, mm-hmm. and not just a foil for John Adams.
Right, so that's good that you're able to have a look at all the angles and make sure that everybody's perspective is included as accurate as one can get in a musical.
Exactly.
Well, thank you very much for that.
Thank you.
It's sounding good so far. I think we should play one more song. How about that? Does that sound good?
Cool.
All right. Well, we're going to wrap things up here with the cast of 1776 with a song that's called Cool, Cool, Considerate Men. And if anything sums up the mood of this room, it's definitely not that, but take it away.
Oh, say, do you see what I see? Congress sitting here in sweet serenity. I could cheer for reasons clear for the first time in a year. Adams isn't here. And look, the sun is in the sky, a breeze is blowing by, and there's not a single fly. I sing Hosanna, Hosanna,
Hosanna, Hosanna,
and it's cool. Come ye cool, cool, conservative men, our like may never ever be seen again. We have land, cash in hand, self-command, future plan. For two thrives, society survives, in neatly ordered lives, with well-endowed wives.
Come sing Hosanna, Hosanna.
In our breeding and our manner,
we are cool.
Come ye cool, cool, considerate set. We'll dance together to the same minuet. To the right, ever to the right, never to the left, forever to the right. Let our creed be never to exceed regulated speed, no matter what the need.
Come sing Hosanna, Hosanna.
Emblazoned on our banner is keep cool.
To the right, ever to the right, never to the left, forever to the right.
Hands attach, tightly latch, everybody match.
I have a new dispatch.
What we do rationally.
We never ever go off half-cocked, not we.
Why begin till we know that we can win?
And if we cannot win, why bother to begin?
We say this game's not of our choosing. Why should we risk losing?
We cool, cool men.
Mr. Hancock, you're a man of property, one of us. Why don't you join us in our minuet? Why do you persist in dancing with Mr. Adams? Good Lord, sir, you don't even like him.
That is true. He annoys me quite a lot. But still, I'd rather trot to Mr. Adams' in the gavotte.
But why? For personal glory? For a place in history? Remember, sir, history will mark him and his followers as traitors.
Traitors to what, Mr. Dickinson? The British crown or the British half-crown? Fortunately, there are not enough men of property in America to dictate policy.
Perhaps, but remember, most men with nothing would rather protect the possibility of becoming rich than face the reality of being poor. And that is why they will follow us.
To the right,
ever to the right, never to the left, forever to the right. Where there's gold, a market that will hold, tradition that is old, reluctant to be bold. I sing Hosanna, Hosanna, in a sane and lucid manner.
We are cool, here's the cool, cool, considerate men, whose like may never, ever be seen again. We have land, cash in hand, self-command, future plan, and we'll hold to our gold, tradition that is old, reluctant to be bold. We say this game's not of our choosing, why should we risk losing?
We cool,
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 man.
A resounding number right there. Cool, cool, considerate man, as performed by 1776, the musical. Thank you guys so much for that performance.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So, Bobby, thanks so much for coming out today. If somebody was listening and said, hey, these guys were okay, how can they check out the show?
Again, you can go to mltlive.org to get tickets to the performances on April 6th, 7th, and 8th at 7, and April 9th at 2 o'clock. If I could, Alex, I just want to thank our fabulous music director, Gina Neger.
Gina!
Didn't miss a note the whole time.
Who deals with 23 men, which is not a difficult thing to do. Right, Gina?
She handles it.
Very easy.
And our flutist.
And our flutist as well, if I may mention him. Thank
of
you for
course.
Coming.
Thank you. Sounded great.
Absolutely. And all our singers and you and Kevin and Janet, thanks for speaking with me on the air today. We really appreciate you guys.
And I just wanted to say, if I could, that it's been a pleasure. I've acted on stage with all of these folks in this room, and it's a joy for me to actually be on stage again with all of them in one performance.
So it's the dream team, isn't it?
It is the dream team. Yes, I have made it. Yes, and here it is.
Very nice. Well, that's the cast of 1776, the musical, performed at Abbott Hall. If you want to go check them out, that's Marblehead Little Theater, mltlive.org, if you want to go check them out. It sounds to me like it's a show worth seeing. Until next time, I'm Alex LaRosa from the WERS Live Mix Studio, sending it right back to the booth on 88.9 WERS.